Today, the group Youth First is launching its campaign to close the prisons. Executive Director Liz Ryan says a recent national poll shows strong support for locking up fewer young offenders and using the savings to establish smaller, secure housing units for the minority who pose a serious public safety threat.
A large number of these children have high needs but are not high risk. And so for more than $100,000 a year that's being paid to place kids in Lincoln Hills, that $100,000 could be used much more effectively in community-based programming.
A federal investigation into alleged child abuse at Lincoln Hills has prompted a Milwaukee legislator to introduce a bill requiring the state to study closing the school and creating a network of smaller institutions. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.